Here with the New Classical FM, it's Mark Wigmore here. Time for our daily look at the arts.
I'll never smile again until I smile at you.
Okay, so you know that one. I'll Never Smile Again, the piece that rocketed Frank Sinatra's career to superstardom back in the early 1940s, written by a young Canadian woman named Ruth Lowe. It lasted 12 weeks on the charts and would go on to be covered by 150 performers around the world. Incredible.
I'll never laugh again. What good would it do?
Ruth Lowe has been called one of the architects of the American ballad. She is the recipient of a Grammy Award. Her songs have been inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, and she's about to be added to the Great American Songbook Foundation Hall of Fame. Ruth Lowe would go on to write 50 other tunes for Broadway and Hollywood, including Put Your Dreams Away.
Put your dreams away for another day.
Well, it was high time someone wrote a book about Ruth Lowe, and so the family went with longtime author and music expert Peter Jennings to pen Until I Smile at You. The story covers her early songwriting factory associations with Tin Pan Alley and features interviews with luminaries like Elton John's lyricist Bernie Taupin and Andrew Lloyd Webber's collaborator Tim Rice. The book includes quotes from Frank Sinatra Jr. and a foreword by Nancy Sinatra. Now there's the Duke with an instrumental version. With us on the line this afternoon, photographer, musician, advisor on this project, Tom Sandler, who also happens to be Ruth Lowe's son. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much for having me.
Why was this the right time to tell your mother's story? What, over the last couple of years, putting this project together?
Well, it worked out to be the right time. It wasn't really planned, but a little bit of a bittersweet feeling to it because of what's happening now and the pandemic and COVID. And it's very interesting that it's such tragedy is happening right now, and people are very sad and afraid and they're losing their loves. And it was very much like the time when Mom wrote the song in 1939, 1940, when the war had just broken out. And very interesting, the parallel situations of the time.
It is fascinating. I don't think we can underline enough how rare this was for a woman to make inroads in the songwriting business at this time, the late 30s, early 40s. We think of someone like Carole King having major hurdles decades later working in those same circles. So this was really astonishing.
Yeah, it truly was. But I think that the song and her talent, you know, was so strong, and there was such a need for something of that quality to come along that she seemed to be able to get through all those barriers and did it with flying colors. So,
you really had to be the best, I think, as a woman in certain professions at that time.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And she really was. She was really a very talented, gifted musician. I used to call her a musician.
Yeah.
But she also had a wonderful personality, and she was very attractive, and she had a very friendly kindness about her. So I think she had a lot of things going for her that really lit the fuse for her.
Now, why did the chairman of the board get interested? What was the association with Frank Sinatra? How did that all sort of come to be?
Well, Mom had written a song in Toronto in 1939 from the passing of her first husband, who died unexpectedly in the first year of their marriage.
Wow.
And that was the inspiration for the song. She came back to Toronto and wrote it, and actually got a job working at the CBC, and she brought the song in and showed it to Percy Faith, who was the arranger and the head of the orchestra. And he arranged it and aired it and recorded it and gave my mom a 78 of that recording. And Tommy Dorsey's band was coming to town to play at the Bandshell that summer.
Okay.
And she just wanted to take that song further. So she arranged to have a meeting set up with Dorsey, who I don't think had hired Sinatra yet at that time. And they just very shortly afterwards hired him. And here was this incredible, powerful song. And Sinatra came along, was this incredibly powerful singer, and the two just went in like hand in glove. It was just a perfect combination and the perfect timing for an incredible song like that.
Right place at the right time, my goodness.
Yeah, yep, and a little bit of luck.
Yeah, no kidding. We got to have a little bit of luck. It is show business after all. If you're just joining us, photographer, musician, and co-pilot for the new book, Until I Smile at You, Tom Sandler is with us, a book about his mother, Ruth Lowe, now available and penned by writer Peter Jennings. Tom, was it true that Judy Garland was supposed to play your mother in a feature film? Is that how that worked?
That's the story that I heard from my mom, and there was some interest there at that time. And you know, it was a very popular song and a very big song. So I'm not surprised if there was an offer like that.
What could have been? My goodness, I would watch that.
I know. Well, you know, it's not over yet. You know, this is sort of like a resurgence of the song again, and there might be some possibilities out there still to happen. So,
Well, let's talk about that. Your mother has received many accolades as it is. As we mentioned, a Grammy, the first number one song on the first Billboard chart, Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame. She's about to be added, as we said, to the Great American Songbook Foundation Hall of Fame. But you are looking at the Junos and you're looking at Canada's Walk of Fame and you're saying, hey, how about Ruth Lowe?
Yes, absolutely. I have been in touch with them for quite a while now, actually, and lobbying for it. And nobody's disagreeing with it, and it absolutely is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned, and most people think. She was actually the inspiration for the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, because they realized they didn't have a place to honor songwriters. So she was actually the inspiration for that institution, and both her songs were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. But, you know, I'm pushing and pushing, and everything really helps. I think this book is going to be helpful, and being on shows like yours and you people are being so supportive. And I think we're going to make that happen sooner than later.
And it sounds like the Sinatras have been helpful through the process as well.
Yeah, it's not bad to have the Sinatras on your side.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're thrilled about the book. They really, really like this.
And Nancy has written the foreword, and before Frank Sinatra Jr. passed, obviously you were able to pick up quotes.
Peter was amazing. He got to some fantastic people. And on my journeys as a photographer, I met incredible musicians and people like Quincy Jones and Ellis Marsalis and everybody you can imagine who all know the song and love the song. Quincy told me, he said it was one of the most important songs written, he thought, of that century, of the 20th century.
That is what we call in the business high praise, my friend.
Yeah, it is. And he said it inspired his career. He was 10 years old when it came out.
Wow.
And he said the story behind the song was just as great as the song. You know, my mom losing her husband, being brokenhearted, being a widow, being broke, and turning out this incredible tune, you know. So
I just love it. I remember hearing Susie Arioli perform it years ago and just loving it there, and all the different versions over the years. I think this is going to be a wonderful read for people. It's easy. All the links and info are at the site for you to order, and it's this: UntilISmileAtYou.com. UntilISmileAtYou.com. You can look it up on Amazon as well. And Tom, just a treat. Thank you for telling us about your mother here this afternoon.
Thank you for having me on and being supportive and keeping the flame going.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
A huge talent. UntilISmileAtYou.com. That's where you can find out more about the book. Make your purchase. You're at the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Let's listen to an instrumental of her music.
Thank you.
How about that music from the incredible Ruth Lowe, the Canadian songwriter, and Put Your Dreams Away. And thanks again to Tom Sandler, musician and photographer, Ruth's son. He joined us moments ago to profile the book written about his mother and by Peter Jennings. You can pick it up, Until I Smile at You. Once again, the website, untilismileatyou.com. Pretty easy to remember for options on how you can read it. Actually, there's several options, including digital, if you want to purchase a hard copy and so on, all right there for you. After an update, the late, great Jesse Norman performs Richard Strauss for you. 2 degrees in...